I'm with Stephen from the Cul-de-Sac Gallery, which is in County Street, which is a hidden street, little known, tucked away between the BP petrol station on New Kent Road and the Globe Academy. And 18 months ago, at the end of County Street, something extraordinary appeared. Stephen, tell us what people find when they come to the end of this cul-de-sac.
Well, we've built a full-size double, if you like, of the famous fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square, which is a host to the contemporary art competition. And we wanted to bring a bit of contemporary art and a bit of maybe the high-end culture that Trafalgar Square kind of promotes right here into County Street, into the New Kent Road, into Elephant and Castle, and to do our bit to sort of help the regeneration of the area, to make it a sort of a hotspot of creativity that this small section of County Street is becoming, with many artist studios and groups and our gallery and this amazing public sculpture we have, and now a wonderful garden which has been supported by the Arts Council, Southwark Council, and Viola, who've helped out with a lot of plants and flowers, and loads of volunteer staff who've helped us be able to put this all together.
So describe a little bit about what people will see in terms of the planting and the lawn that now is on one side of the plinth.
So we had this kind of very redundant dead end at the very extremity of the street, and it was really something that had come about by sort of a series of many accidents and layers of sort of history that had been sort of left over, so this kind of remainder of all works happening around, and it was a very messed up kind of space. So when we put the plinth down, we're looking to build a garden behind it in order to create a very small little public garden and a public space for talks, for people to use for leisure, and for people to think about the implications of the plinth in terms of contemporary art and stuff. The garden is to bring a bit of green into the very harsh kind of lines of this warehouse type street, and to soften it up, to give it a bit of colour, and to turn it into a place that people can really use again in a kind of more constructive sense.
And today you've been holding the County Street Festival. Tell us about some of the different strands that you've brought together in terms of performance and food and art that people have been enjoying today, just about out of the rain.
This is the first County Street Festival, and we've been renovating this building in County Street for the past 2 years, and now it's kind of in a state of fully functional. So we have a lot of local groups we've invited down today. We have the Bodeguita restaurant from the Elephant and Castle providing wonderful Colombian and Latin American food. We have Mamushka restaurant also from the Elephant Castle Centre providing Polish food. We have local martial arts groups, the Makuele Capoeira group and Nenriki Kendo, who are doing performances and displays and a bit of a demonstration of their arts for the public. And we also have a lineup of musicians, Natty Bo, quite a local celeb, is with his Flames of Rhythm band, are performing for us this afternoon, and we have DJs and some live art stuff happening as well.